is Pamela Kuhn, and the curtain is up on Center Stage, the show about the arts and the artists behind their work. Welcome to my show, and welcome to my first episode of Journey into Music. This is my new series introducing music set in new frameworks. I want to challenge you to listen with new ears, to develop a new kind of listening power. Over the next few months, I will be introducing a variety of composers and music to my audience, and we will discover why the music is compelling and why we are drawn to it again and again. Today's theme is Moonlight Reimagined. I cannot think of a better thread to tie us into our journey today, because the theme of moonlight is such a rich image for every composer and poet who has lived and created art. Whether it be French melody, German lieder, orchestral tone poems, or a jazz trio, moonlight is central to some of the most profound moments in music. But I want to look at the variations of the art that has been created and how some interpreters take it to a new level with their own brand of performance skill and arrangements. In fact, the piece that introduced this show was the Piano Guys in their performance of Moonlight, a rendering of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. You know, when I was young, I was drawn to the piano in our small home. My mother was an outstanding singer and a woman who had taught herself to play by ear on the piano. So as a young girl, around 5 years of age, I too started to teach myself to play by ear while listening to my mother find the notes for Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata and for one of her other favorite pieces, Claude Debussy's Clair de Lune. To me, trying to copy what she did on the piano in the Beethoven seemed simple. It seemed to have a structured pattern with harmonic twists and variations in turns. But the Debussy was something else. Even though I could find the notes for Clair de Lune, I realized quite quickly that the tempo and pattern seemed unstructured to my young ears. It did not stop me from enjoying the beautiful aura that Debussy conjured for me. The combination of notes and the mystery of the tempo and boundaries of that tempo were to me a huge adventure. Without knowing how to read music then, I could see and felt limitless ambience in the melodies. So it was no surprise that I begged for piano lessons then. I literally begged. In my small town, finding a teacher was difficult, but we finally found a woman who was patient and guided me well. The first lessons for a beginner required scales and restricted me to small pieces that taught different aspects of technique. I advanced quickly and, to my delight, went to Debussy's music and realized that what I had seen in my mind was similar to what was on the page. Expanses of notes and rests which seemed to conjure up eternity to me, not only by sight, but also by ear. Let's listen to the first part of Clair de Lune. I will ask you to sit back, close your eyes, and let the music paint its own picture for you. The artist here is Pascal Roget, long considered to be a brilliant interpreter of this famous French piano masterpiece.
Thank you.
On listening to this beautiful melody, I am still determined that this music is eternal in nature. With its lilting, sweeping motion and moments of sublime quiet, it is easy to be lost in the reverie that Debussy is definitely trying to establish. In fact, Clair de Lune is movement 3 of a group of melodies entitled Suite Bergamasque. Clair de Lune means moonlight. It has been arranged for hundreds of instruments, from the xylophone and marimba to electric guitar, which I recommend quite wholeheartedly. It's actually stunningly beautiful. It was also arranged by the film composer Dmitry Tiomkin for organ, believe it or not, in the film Giant, starring Rock Hudson, Elizabeth Taylor, and James Dean. The Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven is actually Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor. Beethoven wrote it at age 30. It enjoyed considerable success at the time, though the name Moonlight had nothing to do with the sonata then. The dreamy aspect of the first movement was labeled by others, critics, other composers. Even Beethoven's student, Carl Czerny, described it as a ghost scene, where out of the distance a plaintive ghostly voice sounds. The memorable first movement is our entry to another world, slow, almost funereal, but controlled, as if it's felt below the surface of our emotions. I will never forget the image of actor Gary Oldman while playing Beethoven in the underrated film Immortal Beloved. Losing his hearing, he placed his head on the piano while playing so as to feel the vibrational quality of this particular movement. One can only speculate how difficult it must have been for Beethoven to lose the one thing that he depended on the most, his ability to hear. Let's listen now to the first movement of Sonata No. 14, here played in a historical recording by Arthur Rubinstein, the legendary Polish-American pianist. But what if we allow for a little reimagining here for Beethoven? What if the piece served as an inspiration for an intense rhythmic variation? And I know just where we can find it. The Piano Guys, a group of guys from southern Utah, have made history in recorded music. They are made up of a songwriter, pianist, music producer, and studio musician who've come together to showcase classically influenced music with sophisticated music videos. Their mission is to serve to inspire the world to be a better place through their music making. Let's listen now to the piano guys as they take the Moonlight Sonata and create their own interpretation of it with electric cello, classical cello, piano, and percussion. Their piece is entitled Moonlight. You will hear shades of Sonata 14, but also of the Beethoven 7th Symphony. The piano guys are famous for their mashups of classical and popular music, and here is no difference. This is Moonlight. Imaginings come in many forms, but perhaps the most extraordinary that we have experienced in the last few years is the reimagining of the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, as envisioned by composer Max Richter. Here, in the opening of the Four Seasons, Richter takes the music in a broadened direction. While keeping the original structure of the piece, he manages to keep the scintillating quality of imagination thrilling to the listener. This is done in part by using period instruments in tandem with a Moog synthesizer for a filled-in and popular sound. Max Richter is recognized as a film composer and 21st century contemporary composer of minimalism. His piece, Sleep, is an 8-hour project, which was originally intended for anyone to sleep by. And indeed, he invited audiences to come to concert halls with pillows and blankets to literally sleep. Much of his music has been recognized as sensational in the musical world. Minimalism is a form that I admire. Its stillness and harmonic progressions and languid styling can be mesmerizing. But what Richter does with Vivaldi is more than mesmerizing. It is an awakening. Let's hear the first movement here with Spring. The movement does not insinuate moonlight. However, to me, the music speaks of electric night developing into day. Here is the Max Richter imagining of the first movement of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. While we are with Max Richter, let's hear his reimagining of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata as arranged for the sci-fi film Ad Astra, starring Brad Pitt. This is a score that promises us fulfillment in dramatic music that fulfills its mission to match the arc of the movie. Because it is so broad, I feel that perhaps Beethoven himself would have sanctioned it if he was alive today. Here is Max Richter's Moonlight. Let's look towards something a little lighter. The swing ballad, Moonlight Serenade, written by iconic bandleader Glenn Miller, with a text by Mitchell Parrish. This was one of my favorite songs when I was a young girl. I'm now turning to Ella Fitzgerald for her rendition. The smooth, burnished quality of Ella Fitzgerald's sound is the perfect complement to this wonderful piece of music. Listen for how the music meanders with the text. It allows us to take part in the night, and while never feeling rushed, allows us to wonder at the mystery and, once again, ecstasy of the moonlight. Here is Ella Fitzgerald with arranger and conductor Frank DeVol in Moonlight Serenade.
I stand at your gate, and the song that I sing is of moonlight. I stand and I wait for the touch of your hand in the June night. The roses are sighing, a moonlight serenade. The stars are aglow, and tonight how their light sets me dreaming.
After hearing Ella, I am convinced it's all in the big talent and the arrangements. I hope you've enjoyed this stroll today through an avenue of eclectic choices of moonlight themes. If you walk away humming the themes to yourself or still feeling the rhythmic pulse in some of the modern arrangements, then I feel that I have accomplished what I set out to achieve today. Find your own moonlight pieces. Compare them in a variety of arrangements and reimagining. I'll be back in a few weeks with another Journey into Music. My subject will be how rock musician and film composer Hans Zimmer does it again and again. To all my listeners, I hope you will visit centerstagewithpamelacoon.com for more shows and interviews like this. It seems perfect to me if we can go out with the music once again of Beethoven. I have one more piece to be reimagined. I want to close the show today with a haunting image of the Beethoven Moonlight Sonata. The pop star, Croatian-born cellist Hauser is a phenomenon in the musical world. Originally classically trained, he, like the piano guys, has turned his performing power into gold. He is handsome, has managed to combine popular renditions of classical music with a convincing cello technique, and makes music videos that are as beautiful as his arrangements. His online presence as of 2024 amounts to over 900 million viewers. He has performed worldwide with an astounding following. This is Hauser and his piano partner, Lola Astanova, in Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. Listen to how the melody of the music is so well suited to the depth of the cello. It seems the perfect way to end our show today in the depth of moonlight. So until next Tuesday, stay safe, everyone out there. This is Pamela Kuhn, and the curtain is now down on Center Stage.